Unlocking your German home. Renting made easy. Hello and welcome to our special podcast series designed to assist newcomers in navigating the German housing market. I'm Maxine from the internet platform WohnungJetzt.de. Here on WohnungJetzt.de, you'll find rental and purchase offers throughout Germany and our free search agent. In this podcast, we are diving into the essentials of renting an apartment in Germany. We'll cover key terms, the information prospective tenants should provide, and the typical rental process. Let's get started. First, let's familiarize ourselves with some important German rental terms. Number one, Mietvertrag. This is your rental agreement or lease contract. It outlines the terms and conditions of your rental arrangement. Number two, Kaltmiete, known as cold rent. This refers to the basic rent excluding utilities and additional costs. Number three, Nebenkosten. These are additional costs or service charges, such as heating, water, and maintenance fees. Number four, Warmmiete. The warm rent includes both the Kaltmiete and Nebenkosten, representing the total monthly rent. Number five, Kaution. This is the security deposit, typically amounting to up to 3 months cold rent, help to cover any potential damages or unpaid rent. And finally, number six, Mietspiegel. This is the local rent index providing average rental prices in a specific area, serving as a reference for fair pricing. Now that we've covered the basic terminology, let's discuss the information and documents you'll typically need to provide when applying for an apartment. Number one, a self-disclosure form where you'll provide personal details, employment information, and financial status. This is called Mieter Selbstauskunft. Number two, a credit report demonstrating your creditworthiness. This is called Bonitätsauskunft. You may also find that landlords ask you for a Schufa-Auskunft because the company Schufa will provide such information. Number three, recent payslips, usually from the last 3 months, to verify your income, especially when you're looking for tenant offers. It's called Gehaltsnachweise. Number four, Arbeitsvertrag. Your employment contract to confirm job stability. If you are unemployed and you receive payments from the job center, you should also give information about this to your further landlord. Number five, in some areas, landlords also ask for a certificate from your previous landlord stating you have no outstanding rent debts. This is called Mietschuldenfreiheitsbescheinigung. And finally, a copy of your ID or passport for identification purposes. We call this Personalausweis oder Reisepass. In this podcast description, you will find a typical self-disclosure form that you can download for free. After we have cleared the bureaucracy, let's walk through the typical steps of renting an apartment in Germany. Step 1. Searching for an apartment. Utilize online platforms, local newspapers, and real estate agencies to find available rentals. Feel also free to visit our platform wohnungjetzt.de, where you will find up to 200,000 rental and purchase offers in Germany. Step 2. Before you can view the property, you want to give an application for the apartment. Make sure that you provide all the necessary information in this application, like the Mietel Selbstauskunft. Step 3. You got an invitation to viewing the property. Congratulations! Attend viewings to inspect the apartment and meet the landlord or property manager. Step 4. Submitting your complete application. Now you provide all the required documents we've discussed to express your interest in the property. Step 5. Signing the Mietvertrag. Once approved, you'll sign the rental contract. Ensure you read and understand all terms before signing. Step 5. Paying the caution and first month's rent. The security deposit and initial rent payment are usually due before moving in. And finally, step 6, moving in. Here you should conduct a thorough inspection with the landlord and document the apartment's condition to avoid disputes later. Renting in Germany may seem daunting, but understanding these key terms and processes can ease your journey. Always read your Mietvertrag carefully and don't hesitate to seek advice if needed. In the podcast description, you'll find further information and a link to a sample form for a tenant self-disclosure. In the next episode, we take a closer look at this tenant self-disclosure. Until next time, and thank you for listening.